Hello.
Yeah, hi Dutch, this is Antons again. How are you doing today?
I'm all right, sir.
So, you were just saying I can call you after 1 hour. So, how about that? Did you review the email?
Yes, it was very short and without criteria needed for me to understand how you all work, what kind of contacts you have, and do you make the contacts with those people, or does the book sit dormant in some publishing place? When do you print it? Do you have a date of execution when you print it? There's several things that just absent, not there totally. I just sent you back another answer to that.
I didn't receive any answer from your side.
I just sent it. Like, just before you call, I hit the button, send.
No, I didn't receive anything yet. But don't worry about it. The thing is, my name is James Cooper, but don't worry about it. That, the thing is, we will sign a dedicated project manager for you.
Oh.
He will contact with you on each and every step, and he will tell you each and everything regarding
about
the work on daily basis.
So let you know, son, I've been there before, and I've done the self-publishing, and that is compared to Al Capone. I don't do self-publishing. I've been stung really, really bad for thousands of dollars, and I'm never gonna touch.
No, it's not a self-publishing. We will assign a dedicated project manager for you. He will connect it with you, and he will give you her number, and also give you her email, and he will connect it with you through the email or through the phone.
I want you to send some kind of parameters you work within and a non-disclosure to me so that I can rewrite it. I worked for an attorney for 16 years part-time, wrote all contracts, commercial contracts.
Do you know about the Victoria Aviard? She's a famous
writer. Victoria?
Yeah, Victoria Aviard. Victoria Aviard?
No.
She's a famous writer, famous author.
Okay.
And she is since working with us like 6 years. And we have already published her like 4 books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Well, the guy that told me to write books is in England. His name is Chris Derrick. He read my book and he said, "Why aren't you published? What the hell's wrong with you?"
Oh.
I had another person with 16 years of education tell me, "You're an undiscovered writer." So I did everything to the book you're supposed to do. I edited the book, proofread the book, Grammarly the book, and everything but actually printing the book. It's finished. It's formatted. The whole thing is ready to go. I can't find anybody who has integrity and does traditional publishing. Furthermore, this guy called me back, Chris Derrick, and said, "Hey, are you nuts?" I said, "What are you talking about?" He says, "You paid somebody to publish the book?" I said, "Yes." He says, "You realize that you have Ernest Hemingway and Fitzgerald both spinning in their grave. What the hell's wrong with you?" So I got my butt chewed out by a very close friend. And he's got 6 books out. But here's the bottom line for me. I'd like to work with you through traditional type publishing. If you have a service charge, that's fine. I'll pay it. But it has to be through the sale of the books. This is a good book. It's been rated 8.3 to a 10 already. So it's up to you. This book has absolutely no profanity, no murders, no fornication. It mentions God and the Bible 3 times in the book. It is a book about young people in New Orleans who are stealing off the docks in order to survive, not because of the thrill of it. It is a mentored theft by somebody who works on a docks.
Interesting.
Now then, what?
What did
you say?
Interesting.
Oh, well, a mentor picks up on it because these guys were supposed to be killed or sent off to reform school or cotton picking. Their parents were Shanghai anyway. So these kids had no, these are teenagers, tested by this mentor who's working on the docks. His parents are also taken away, so he's picked up by this couple who does not properly adopt him. He's working in a merchandising store on the docks, so he knows what's coming in, what's going out. Further, there's events happened between 1860 and 1865 that are in the book that were I researched over and over and over to make sure they were correct.
Oh.
The book is totally fictional, but this book will capture you chapter after chapter. This book can teach. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
So, I'm going to leave it up to you. Send me some information relative. Who the paymaster is? Who's paying me? Are you paying me? Or are the actual book buyers paying me, merchandisers, whatever? I need to know date of execution or when you want to print the book.
We will publish your book on Amazon. They will.
Please let me finish. I don't care about Amazon one way or the other, because Amazon has said to the public, we have fired 86 people throughout the world. We do not do world publishing. We don't take books in from the world. We don't send books out across the countries. So they cannot even compete with you, okay? That's number one. I don't give a hoot and a holler about them because they did a bad thing with the actual publisher who cheated me on money, made my book DOA, Dead on Arrival. But that book, if you read the book, it will take you from chapter to chapter, and it's not all one thing. It switches from events to actual conversations. It has good dialogue. And it should be totally interesting for anybody from age 12 to adult to read.
Exactly.
But that's up to you. If you want the book, you got the book. Or you can buy the book. Simple.
Right.
And there's a sequel to the book, what happens to them after they're over age 21 and they're in their trades. What are they doing onshore and offshore with those trades captured by other mentors?
Have you published your book already, or are you still looking for the publishing services?
I'm looking for integrity of publishers, period.
So I am giving you each and everything in just a handsome amount. So why are you not creating an account with that company?
Well, I will do that, but I need, there's no non-circumvention. I don't know anything about your company. I don't know even you know your street address, nothing at all. You sent nothing but hello's on the telephone. That's wonderful, and I appreciate the opportunity to work with you, and you will get not only the book, you'll get my photograph, you'll get a profile of the author.
I can send you each and everything, and I'll mention in the contract. No, don't worry about it.
Okay. You got a captive audience, son. All you got to do is work with me, because I'll work with you. I'm not a mean guy. I'm a religious person. I will cooperate. It's just that I have certain parameters that I have to live by myself because I've been stung bad and then caught hell from a guy who's a multimillionaire in books.
Sure. If you have any issue regarding about the address of the company, let me tell you the address. Don't worry about that. The exact address of a company. It's
Writers Guild goes back together, I'm reporting him. I'm reporting to the British Business Bureau. And
287
the
Park Avenue Street, 287 Park Avenue Street, second floor, New York, 10010.
That's you, right?
Yes.
That's where you are, yes?
Yes, exactly. This is our offices.
Cool. Well, you have a captive audience, son. Let's work together. Maybe we can make some money on these books. The sequel is also finished.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to them as adults? What do they do with their trades? How do they go forward with their life? You'll see it in there. This book is totally non-prejudicial. And that Captain Henry, one of the two captains, tells them up front as they're hired on board, we have to have harmony on this ship every single day. If there's any prejudice or meanness towards another person you're working with, you'll be off at the next port. Long swim back.
Perfect.
That was the right thing to say. And it also, I said, there's events during that time that I researched. You'll see that these events actually happened during that period of time. Actual people who were admirals, generals, ombudsman in Washington, different kinds of things you'll see in there that are very, very realistic.
Right.
But it's not for babies. It's not for five-year-olds. This is for 12-year-olds to adults. And the reason I say 12-year-olds instead of 18 is kids are smarter today than what they used to be years ago.
So we can engage the targeted audience according to your suggestion, like 12 years old to older adults, like 12 to 30 to 35.
I'm saying this book should be read by anybody who's 12 years old to 99 years old, okay?
Sure, no problem.
It would be that interesting. Furthermore, it will sell to the southern tier like crazy. There's black people on this boat too. There's Cajuns on this boat. There's Chinese on this boat. There's Hispanic on this boat. All these boats, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they do progress. And it tells you in detail, in dialogues, between the members on the ships. But you'll like it, I guarantee you. Do you read these books yourself, son, or do you just turn them over to a ghostwriter?
People will also like your book.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't need ghostwriting, son. You'll see.
So, let me create your account now, and I'm transferring your call to my billing department. They will give you detail regarding about the money, and they will charge us and send you the invoice, the paid invoice.
Yeah, it would be nice if you were to tell me who's the paymaster once the book is selling, and this book is going to sell.
He will also tell you regarding about the royalties, how you will get the royalties through from Amazon, through from all the platforms, okay? Let me transfer your call to the billing departments, okay? Can I put you
in? I know Amazon is at 70%, but that's okay. You have to pay a printer or something. You know what I'm talking about? So I understand that. And from the net profit comes what I get, but I just don't know who the paymaster is going to be, whether it's going to be your publishing company or the actual bookstores. I don't know. I just don't know. But you'll tell me and give me an approximate idea how many people you talk to out there with books. I would imagine it would be thousands, yes or no?
The thing is, for Mr. Dutch, we can't share your royalties through any platforms. We will just charge you a one-time service charges, and after that, you will take your all royalties and all the ownership, 100% on yours.
Service fee is fine, but it comes out of the sale of the book. Been there, done that. Been stung.
Yeah.
Will not do self-publishing service up front. Because if you figure this out, there's some 280 publishers out there or more who collect $250,000 a month. Who the hell gives a shit whether the book is published or not? They already got their money.
Exactly.
But
we will publish.
I don't mean to swear, son. It's just the idea. I've been stung too bad for thousands of dollars. I'm not doing it again. The service fee, fine. Put it in a contract. When the book sells, you get your money from whatever the service fee is up front. That's fine. Put it in a contract. I'll sign it.
Yeah, first of all, you have to pay like $300 all in, just one-time service charge for the publishing services. And
it ain't going to be up front, I'm telling you. September 5th, I'm in the hospital. I can't do that. I can't pay all these doctors and you too. It ain't going to happen. I get operated on September 5th.
You will pay on September 5th.
I'll be probably out to lunch on whatever they give you, morphine or whatever, for a day or two, and due to see their cardiology person on the 8th. I guess I'll be sober by then.
How much you will
at any rate, I'm looking forward to you sending me non-circumvention, non-disclosure, whatever you want to call it, send the contract as a separate entity. You can put them together if it's all right with me. I don't mind. Just I need some explanation, son, about how you operate. It's just quite simple. I'll write an addendum in there. If you don't like that, change it. Call me back and negotiate.
How much you will pay today, easily?
Nothing, son. I'm broke. I got $2 in my pocket because I paid the doctor last week.
No problem. And when are you able to pay?
Not today. Ain't going to happen. I'm on limited income, son. I'm 78 years old.
Oh, Mr. Dutch. But you were just saying you're interested in this package and you have to take it and you will create your account with our company. That's why I'm asking to you. And now you are saying you have just $2 in your pocket.
That's it.
So how could we do this and how I will create your account?
I'm going to tell you another way to do this is to go ahead and promote the book, print the book, sell the book, take your cost of your service fee off the front end. That's quite easy.
No one can like this in this industry.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah, have you ever heard of traditional publishing? There's some people out there who pay for a book up front and royalties, and they do everything without a service fee. They just give you royalties. That's the way they did it back when Ernest Hemingway was writing and John Fitzgerald. Both of them.
Without any money, we can't create your account now. The thing is, if you will pay like 50% upfront today and the remaining balance, you can pay like 1 week after 1 week. That would be...
I've told you 4 or 5 times I don't pay money upfront. It ain't going to happen, son. It's traditional publishing. You have a service fee, fine. Take it off the sale of the books. I don't care what your protocol is. I have mine, too. I have learned my lesson. Do you understand me?
Yeah, I can understand. Okay, no problem, Dutch. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And nice to talk with you. But
I'm here for you, son. When you decide it's going to happen, give me a call back. I'm not a hard man to get along with.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much.
You have a wonderful day. God bless.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.